Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
Time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, Union Berlin left it late in their match on Sunday to hold on to the lead in the table. But as you've mentioned before, Bayern are coming in fast with another stellar showing. Sadio Mane said after that match, "I'm still not 100% happy with myself." Does he have a point?
Well, before I get to Sadio Mane, let me just address Union Berlin. Yeah, they netted two goals after the hour mark to get all 3 points versus Gladbach. Gladbach is fueled by Marcus Thuram. He's, pretty high up on the goal scorers sheet this season. But Union Berlin keeps on holding tightly to their fairy tale. But you have a point. The Bayern Express is coming. 6-2 thrashing against Mainz. Six different goal scorers. We talked a lot about Eric Choupo-Moting, but Sadio Mane deserves all the attention right now. I love his humility. You know, after being named man of the match, two assists and one goal, he speaks about how he's there for the team. You know, of course, he tries to score goals, assists, and win games for the team, but he emphasized that he can always get better in everything. He can show more and more. He wants to learn every day. He thinks he can improve a lot. Now, you know, I think when you look at his performance, first off, you have to look at Julian Nagelsmann. Julian Nagelsmann started Mane as central striker. Everyone was thinking he'd fill the boots of Lewandowski. That didn't work out so well. And then Mane received a lot of criticism because he just couldn't find the net in the month of September, you know, leading to Bayern's winless run in that process. You know, but ever since Mane scored during the international break, he's come to life for Bayern Munich. He's on, you know, the left flank. I think that's a natural position for him. He spoke about how comfortable he's in that position because he's played that the majority of his career. You know, but at 30 years old, coming from the Premier League, of course, the expectations were sky high for Sadio Mane. And it just kind of speaks to how competitive Bayern Munich actually is. You know, Sadio Mane looks very good, you know, playing on the left side of Eric Choupo-Moting. Bayern, I like this lineup a lot. You know, they have so many weapons. They can hurt you in so many ways. And it just shows that the right mental attitude that seemingly Sadio Mane has, you know, can turn out for the better. You know, because obviously he wants to leave a positive mark on his career during his stint here in Germany. And he's done well, you know, coming off the back of winning the Socrates Award at the Ballon d'Or. Sadio Mane is definitely an example, you know, to set. You know, he internalized the criticism. He didn't speak about it, but his performance is the answer that responded, you know, to all the naysayers that were throwing shade his way. You know, I like to see Sadio Mane doing well, but Bayern, you know, that train is coming and is coming fast. They actually had the top of the table, you know, for that short stint on Saturday, but Union Berlin, of course, took care of business and took it back.
Dortmund, like Bayern, Chris, are through in the Champions League, and Jude Bellingham helped them secure 3 points at Frankfurt over the weekend. How special is Bellingham?
Well, Jude Bellingham is the next one to go. There's no doubt about that. 19 years old, you know, he was linked to a potential move to Real Madrid. You know, people didn't like that because obviously Real Madrid was searching for Kylian Mbappe at that time. But Jude Bellingham changed opinion because he's turned things on in the Champions League. Dortmund are through to the next round, just like Bayern Munich are. And in this match against Frankfurt, he came through again to steal the 3 points in Frankfurt. First of all, the Dortmund players admitted there could have been a missed call before the break. Dortmund was lucky to enter the half level after Karim Adeyemi clearly fouled Jesper Lindstrom inside the box. I don't know what the official missed in that instance. And there were actually reports that the official was attacked afterwards by upset Frankfurt fans, you know. But all in all, Dortmund deserved the victory. Julian Brandt got things started, you know, found the five hole, got the ball between the legs of Kevin Trapp at Frankfurt somehow. But back to Jude Bellingham. You know, Jude Bellingham is magnificent. I think he's the next to go. We see a long line of players with high talent in playing themselves on the radars of big clubs. Jadon Sancho, Erling Haaland, and now Jude Bellingham. I think he's next. You know, I think it'll be a toss-up between Real Madrid. They do have a good relationship with Borussia Dortmund. Maybe that works out. But there have been reports that Jude Bellingham is a fan of Liverpool. Liverpool, if you look at the standings, they need some help. And maybe Jude Bellingham could offer that. But any way you look at it, Dortmund are in a good position right now, having his services, having him play, you know, having him play in the form he's playing in right now, considering the Champions League and their pursuit to dethrone Bayern. And they also have to get past Union Berlin as well. But Bellingham, I think, is electric and he's one to watch.
In the Champions League, RB Leipzig handed Real Madrid their first defeat of the season. Leipzig finished October without tasting defeat on the pitch.
Yeah, very solid month for RB Leipzig in the month of October. Who would have thought they would have handed Real Madrid their first defeat? You know, I definitely didn't see that coming. You know, but they're very electric. Marco Rose has been doing magic. You know, he has the pieces there. Christopher Nkunku now leads the league with 9 goals. He's tied with Werder Bremen's Füllkrug. But Leipzig, one thing you can look at Leipzig, they're a fortress at home. They've won 7 straight home matches under Rosa since he was appointed after a devastating loss, you know, in front of their home crowd. You know, in this particular match, in this recent match, Leipzig, they're dealing with injuries. They had to start their third-string goalkeeper, you know. But Leverkusen have been beat up. They only have 1 win under their new coach, Xabi Alonso. So they're not looking good in that direction, in that sense at all. But back to RB Leipzig, you know, they're a force to be reckoned with right now. Christopher Nkunku, he's found the net 22 times in the calendar year 2022. That's more than any other Bundesliga. And they played 9 competitive matches in October. You mentioned October's form, 7 wins and 2 draws. They have the best home record in the Bundesliga this season. You know, so they're a problem. And then Timo Werner, obviously, was a resurgence to the club. You know, I could think back when I was in Leipzig that opening weekend when Vanna made his debut and there were Vanna jerseys everywhere. I think that duo is figuring things out and they have a point to prove. Obviously the Champions League is one thing and then they've got to make some ground, gain some ground in the Bundesliga. And they have the right form right now. We have to see if it carries over into November.
Before we let you go, Chris, just like always, what else has hit your radar?
Yeah, you know, the German national team, of course, Qatar right around the corner, less than 3 weeks away. Julian Nagelsmann and company, they're unsure about Manuel Neuer. Manuel Neuer, the goalkeeper, he's been out since October 8th. He's a big question mark. He's a captain not only for Bayern, but also the German national team. And we have no idea if he'll be healthy or not. And that's a big question mark because that begs the question, who will really be the leader of the German national team if he's unhealthy? You know, it's been an agging injury on his shoulder. It's been a nuisance for him on and off, you know, for a bit. Hopefully he gets through it. But it does raise a lot of questions as the conversation continues. Who will be on the final roster for Hansi Flick and the national German team? I'll be here to give you those updates. But, wow, no Manuel Neuer. You know, that has me rethinking their success in this tournament.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch, and graphics are provided by David Scullard.